Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Madeleine and Francis, for the kind remarks. I suppose an annual conference is a good time to take stock of progress and to define the priorities for the next stage. And in the case of dementia, it is gratifying that the attention paid to the issue has increased substantially, both in Ireland and globally in recent years. And there's the potential to build on this and to really make strides in improving the quality of life of those with dementia and those who care for them. In Ireland, Atlantic's engagement with dementia goes back 25 years to 1990, when we first supported the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland in a partnership that continues to this day and focuses on advocacy and greater public awareness. Throughout that time, but especially in the last 5 years, our focus has been on policy and practice imbued with the values of personhood, citizenship, dignity, and rights. On the policy front, the production of Excellence in Dementia Care in 2012, followed by the publication of the National Dementia Strategy almost exactly a year ago, together with a robust implementation plan, moved dementia up the agenda, focusing attention and resources on upping our game in Ireland. On the practice front, we have concentrated on brain health, service transformation, advocacy and awareness, and education and training. And between 2009 and 2014, we targeted 15 investments to these areas. The majority of these, as has already been said, have been co-funded with the Department of Health, the Health Service Executive, and the Health Research Board. And together we have invested over 80 million across a range of interventions. These include expanded workforce training and development through the Elevator Programme at Dublin City University, expanded peer advocacy through SAGE, palliative care for people with dementia through the Irish Hospice Foundation, greater opportunities for applied dementia research through the Health Research Board, better assessment through the HSE's single assessment tool, work on pharma advances and advanced care directives at University College Cork. On foot of the publication of the National Dementia Strategy and the establishment of the Dementia Office, we have been working on three critical aspects of implementation: the development of dementia home care packages, working with GPs and primary care teams on timely diagnosis, early intervention, and clear pathways of care, and rolling out a nationwide awareness and support campaign. Genio has been a key partner in developing better models of care in the community and integrated care pathways in acute hospitals. And we will hear about some of these powerful demonstrations in the course of the day. I want to congratulate the leaders of these projects on their vision and delivery and on their effective communication of how much is possible if we configure resources appropriately. The recent award of a HRB grant to establish the National Centre for Social Research on Dementia at University College Galway under the leadership of Eamon O'Shea is also a very welcome development. Eamon's report in 1999 foresaw what would be needed to address the issue of dementia. We now have many of the building blocks in place to really push ahead with a biopsychosocial approach that recognises the many and complex dimensions of an adequate response. In 2009, we made a significant investment in the Neuro Enhancement in Elder Lives programme at TCD to explore possible interventions to slow or halt dementia. A few weeks ago, we announced the establishment of the Global Brain Health Institute. This initiative, based in Trinity College Dublin and the University of California, San Francisco, is the final grant in our ageing work, and at $177 million, the largest non-capital grant in Atlantic's history. It builds on our experience and values and reflects our view that dementia is a 21st century challenge meriting a major strategic investment. While co-located in Dublin and San Francisco, GBHI will be global in its outlook and reach, and it will seek to build the interdisciplinary leadership needed to develop and translate research, evidence, and innovation into policy and practice at the public health level. It will boost research and resources to mitigate risk factors, identify causes, and develop treatments and social policy responses more rapidly and effectively. By training 600 people, it will launch a generation of multi-sectoral, cross-national thinkers, advocates and leaders who will transform the environments, policies and systems that can foster healthy ageing. So the advances already made and the potential of GBHI offer tremendous opportunity to push ahead. The inputs we are about to hear on the current situation in Ireland will leave us in no doubt about the urgency of working together nationally and internationally to grasp this opportunity. The outcome we seek is to enhance quality of life and relieve the massive personal and financial burdens that afflict millions of families worldwide. I'm delighted to be part of today's conference, and it's wonderful to see such a great turnout, and I look forward to what promises to be an inspirational day. Thank you very much indeed.